have in the CD 101 3C Body Shop big room. I don't think you guys have to worry about going deaf from being on stage. You're going to go deaf in this room. We'd like to, by the way, thank Whole World Bakery for supplying the food today.
Thank you.
Went vegetarian for once. I can eat anything that's been brought in. Are you guys still vegetarian?
Amy's vegetarian.
Yeah, all right, soul sister. I am not alone. And I am glad. And you're eating meat these days?
Sometimes, yeah.
Shame on you.
Good one.
Yeah. Sorry. I couldn't resist. With the season that's at hand, I thought it would probably be a good time to talk about something that I'm sure a lot of these people know about, but maybe not a lot of people do, the whole thing you did with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah. Thought we were going to talk about turkey for a second.
Nah. No, they're turkey? Already gone, and if you guys feel guilty, I hope you do.
Yeah, JCS. Well, it was a rock opera. Emily and I got together with a friend of ours, Michael Laurent, mm-hmm. from Atlanta.
Right.
Who plays on a lot of our records, and he had always wanted to produce a Georgia version of Jesus Christ Superstar on tape. So he got together a couple hundred musicians from all over Georgia, and I played Jesus, and Emily played Mary, and
cool.
It was a stretch. And Michael played Judas, and we recorded the whole rock opera, and it's a double CD. It's on. I put it out on my own independent label, Damon Records, and all the proceeds.
Right.
The proceeds go to benefit groups helping to end gun violence.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So it is still available for anybody who wants to help a good cause and also get a really interesting take on something that's been a standard for so many years.
Yeah, we've been able to donate a lot of money. It's been good, and it's, you know, going to be an ongoing thing. So it's some good groups that we're working with and stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Now, of course, the question is, do you incorporate any of that into the show at this point?
What's the buzz? Well, no.
We sang it a couple times.
We used to.
Just a couple times.
When Michael comes out on the road or something, sometimes we'll do it. But
not tonight?
We haven't broken into our
walls. No, not tonight.
He's very lately.
All right. We'll back off.
It's pretty corny.
You know, there's a really bad pun in there, but I'm going to leave it alone because I was going to say we won't crucify you over it. Oh, I said it anyway. I'm so sorry. That was a bad pun.
You're just irreverence written all over you.
I know. I just can't help it today. Are you getting hankering to get home at this point?
Yep.
Well, last time I was down in your neck of the woods, it had calmed down a lot since the Olympics.
It's nice down there.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I was down a few months ago visiting with some people that, you know, you both know, too. The guys in Billy Pilgrim. So.
All right.
Yeah. So, someone recognized the name. What was it like? Were you guys home a lot during the Olympics, or were you away, or, you know?
We were home a lot during them, actually. I got to see the women's basketball team win the gold. That was awesome.
Excellent.
I think I was gone, actually.
By design?
No, I think it just ended up that way. I was in Mexico, I think, during that time, but I didn't see anything. But my family went to everything, and they said it was great.
Was it absolutely out of control down there at that point, or
no,
was it
not
just...
at all. I think people anticipated, like, huge traffic problems and things. I mean, the terrible thing was the bombing, you
right.
know, which was just an awful thing. But, you know, for most of the games, it was celebration. People were having a great time. It was nice to have Atlanta truly feel like an international city for once, you know. It doesn't always feel like that, so that was good.
Well, it's truly the biggest airport I've ever had to be in.
Yeah, it's huge.
Nobody bothered to tell me to take the train to get to baggage claim.
Oh, my goodness.
If you ever go to Atlanta, don't walk to baggage claim. I did. 2 weeks later, I got there.
Did you use the moving sidewalk? Or...
No.
How are you going to do that? Boy.
Next time,
yeah. So what's up after all the touring is over and done with? You going to just relax for a little while?
Well,
read a book?
Yikes. I mean, hopefully we'll have some new music by then, and we're working on songs. You know, as we tour, we're trying to write, and... we're sort of polarized. We sort of are thinking about really acoustic records, but then we're thinking about really electric too, so we may have to do a double album or something. I don't know what's going on.
That'll be nice. So it's the Palace tonight, right?
Yeah.
And you guys go on at...
I don't know.
Well, you know what? There's a really great opening band.
That was the next
tonight.
Question. Who's opening tonight?
Daniel Howell. And And she has her band with her, The Tantrums, and mm-hmm. they just put out a record, actually, on my label. I'll do a little promotion. No, it's a great record. It was produced and by the band, plus our producer, our guy that helped us produce, David Leonard, helped them with that record. It's a great record and a great band, mm-hmm. so people should check it out. I think she's one of the best songwriters right now, mm-hmm. out of everybody, you know. And so, I mean, she's just amazing.
I think what I think is amazing is that you always take the opportunity to help out people and expose them to your audiences.
It's selfish, though. We
love
to
be selfish.
I mean, we want to tour with the people that we like, and we love those guys, and we get to hear good music every night that way. And you know, we aspire to be as good as some of our opening bands. I mean, it's kind of the way we feel.
Well, I know you did that with the Swampophilia tour with another band that's on your label.
Which one?
Wasn't Bandicilla?
Yeah, Band of Soleil.
Yeah, Band of Soleil opened. And,
but now they're on, Michelle Malone's on Belleville now.
Right, yeah. That's right. Belleville's coming along very nicely, too.
Michelle Malone.
I thought it was nice during those sets when they'd come out during your set. Is that what you're doing now with...
We may do a song during their set, but they always do a song during ours, too.
Oh, good. So you are still doing that?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Any surprises we can expect tonight?
We'll do something with Danielle and the boys.
Okay.
Surprises?
Not beyond that.
Okay.
Just have to see. You never know what happens. Jerry could come up with something really cool.
Okay.
Our drummer.
Well, you know, it was wonderful for you guys to come in. We always appreciate when you do.
Thanks for having us.
We always have room for you guys in the big room now that we actually really have room for you guys to come in. And what's the last song before we let you go about your
day?
We're
going to do an acoustic version of Shed Your Skin. I don't know how it's going to sound. We try it every now and then.
Now, here's the surprise we were talking about. Surprise.
We'll see how strong it is.